Days is a special presentation of North Dakota State University and Radio FM Media. This is North Dakota State Soccer on your home for Bison Athletics, Bison 1660. The Bison look to defend the pitch in the 2023 season. Let's go to the booth for your home 11. Here's B.J. Walters.
From Dakota Field in Fargo, the 2023 Summit League opener on the radio tonight as NDSU looks to finish strong in their final eight games. And the most important eight games of the season begin with a visit from the Roos of Kansas City. With Ian Longton in studio, B.J. Walters with you. It is a matchup of two teams picked to finish sort of in the middle of the Summit League in the preseason as North Dakota State opens with another home game. Believe it or not, only four left in the regular season. Seems like it has flown by just a bit. The first of those and the Summit League opener tonight against the Roos. North Dakota State coming off of a very one-sided 3-0 win over Arkansas Pine Bluff on Friday. It was a game in which North Dakota State was in complete command from the first minute on. They had 85% of the possession in the first half, had a 1-0 lead through Amaya Garrett at that point. Second half goals from Paige Goley and from Alana Weber, her first career goal, and she could score a whole lot more and have a very difficult time topping the one that she scored on Friday night. Meanwhile, of all the teams in the Summit League, it might be Kansas City having the strangest season of all of them. They come in overall 1-3-5 on the season. They're on a program record 4-game draw streak that continued on Sunday with a 3-3 draw with Tulsa from the American Conference. The biggest difference between Kansas City and North Dakota State in the early going is one, home form. North Dakota State have been reasonably strong here at Dakota Field, including that win on Friday, which was the 50th all-time here in Fargo on this pitch. But Kansas City has struggled to get contributions from freshmen. We know North Dakota State has not at all struggled to do that, with Amaya Garrett scoring multiple goals in the early season. But prior to that Sunday 3-0 draw with Tulsa, there had not been a goal scored by a Kansas City freshman this season. It is the 10th all-time meeting, North Dakota State leading 5-2-2. A season ago on October 7th, it was a very big game and two very late goals, including from Paige Goley, lifted NDSU to a 3-1 win on the road in KC. And this is a series that it's 5-2-2. However, since Kansas City re-entered the Summit League in 2020, the teams have alternated wins, most of the wins coming for the road team. So a very interesting matchup here tonight. Mike Regan makes one change to the side that beat Pine Bluff 3-0. And that change is that Olivia Lovick comes into the lineup replacing Kelsey Callio. So here is the manager's lineup, a 3-5-2, of course, with Abby Wilkinson in goal. Amaya Garrett, McKenna Strand, and Caitlin Hansen in defense. The midfield of Hannah Arnold, Elena Weber, Olivia Watson, Loretta Wasik, and Alicia Need. Watson will play the number 10 role tonight, and she will be the link between midfield and attack. Up top, it will be Olivia Lovick and Paige Goley. Jessica Smith is in her fourth season as Kansas City head coach with an overall record of 13 wins, 39 losses, and 11 draws. The former Kansas assistant and Kansas State assistant makes two changes to the team that drew with Tulsa 3-3 on Sunday. Gigi Meir comes in for Emma Byrne, and Alicia Sandoval is in for Olivia Platt. So it is also a 3-5-2 for the Ruse. They have Riley Moore in goal, with Sophia Smith, Sophia Lamangi, and Sydney Maddox across the back, Alicia Sandoval, Kaija Anderson, Kata Camels, Brianna Castleberry, the leading scorer, and Lily Hollis in midfield, and Lily Stedman and Gigi Meir up top for the Ruse. Kansas City had three straight games that were 1-1 draws before the 3-3 that they had with Tulsa. And in fact, when you look at Kansas City, when they lose a little bit more heavily than they win, you might say. They lost earlier this year to St. Louis 8-0. Now, that's a Billikens program that has been pretty consistently every week this year receiving votes in the top 25. And then the draws after a 1-0 loss at Colorado State. They drew 1-1 with Illinois Chicago, 1-1 with Kansas. The disappointing 1-1 came against Southern Indiana, where they absolutely dominated that game, and then the 3-3 draw with Tulsa. The Ruse have been outscored 19-9. Of course, we just told you that a big part of that was the one-sided loss to St. Louis in that 8-0 loss. If you take that away, they've been reasonably competitive, and I'm sure that they are ready to stop their streak of getting draws. And what better time for them to do that than tonight in the Summit League opener. But for NDSU, and if you were with us earlier in the day on Bison 1660, you heard Mike Regan on the Insiders. He said, and he was very adamant about this, he wants Fargo to be a place where you can enjoy it as a visiting team until you get to Dakota Field. Then he wants your experience to be miserable. Those were the words of the manager, Mike Regan, in his sixth year. 39 wins, 46 losses, and 10 draws on his record. The Bison trying to improve upon what is already a pretty good home record. They are 4-2-1 at home and 4-3-2 overall. They have beaten Austin Peay 4-1, beaten Arkansas Pine Bluff 3-0, got a 1-0 win over Northern Colorado, and then in an exhibition game, they beat Manitoba 2-0. So the Bison and Kansas City ready to start Summit League play. The teams are walking out to the halfway line, which signals for us it is time to take our pregame break. When we come back, the opening kick to Summit League play in 2023, North Dakota State and Kansas City, when NDSU soccer continues on Bison 1660.